Hey, what's up? Thank you. I was just hypnotized in the back.
Just a couple of things. This is going to be our last piece that we're going to do together, and it's going to be song a cappella, if that's okay. But first of all, I wanted to say we are both mentors for an organization called You Speak Seattle, and we're currently in the middle of our all-city teen poetry slam. It's really dope. Last year, we were both actually on the youth team last year, and we got the chance and the opportunity to distinct pleasure of going to New York and performing in the Slam Nationals, and we actually made fourth in the nation, got to perform at the Apollo Theater in Harlem. But now we're mentors, so we're trying to find people to go like us.
We want more youth to go, so if you know anybody from ages 13 to 19 that does any like spoken word poetry.
Or just poetry.
Any type of poetry,
absolutely. Our last two preliminary slams are March 21st, so that's this Wednesday at Langston Hughes, which is on 17th and Yesler. And then our next one is April 6th. Actually, we're hosting and featuring at the one on April 6th at the Youngstown Cultural Arts Center, which is an extraordinary space on Delridge Way in West Seattle. And then our finals are going to be at the Pickett Auditorium in Seattle University, which is right in the heart of the Capitol Hill. And that's May 4th. And I don't know if y'all know Buddy Wakefield, but he's going to be hosting.
We're living what we say. We speak the path we follow. The words we use today become our faith. Tomorrow, back in the day, cats in school used to say certain girls were hoes and whack, shit was gay. Nowadays I critically analyze, my mind's been open to the lies, words harbor this disguise. Systematic degradation echoes across the nation, folks cruel to those of another orientation, refusing rigid expectations. When a man don't fit some bullshit definition that benefits the system, what, now he's a woman or worse, a bundle of sticks, a tool in his demise. Open your ears, not just your eyes, words are given meaning by our minds. Even Webster's clarity got its own shortcomings. We're the keepers of this language and our flows is cunning. A people of poets, you already know it. Living libraries, passing this oral tradition. So why you hating and dissing? We used to say, what's up, bro, daddy, yo, and cousin. So how you figure we gonna call each other nigga? I'm a word warrior on a mission trying to change the condition for the future generation to inherit our hate. Lest we raise not just a fist, but raise awareness. Not just a fist, but raise awareness.
Not just a fist.
We're living what we say. We speak the path we follow. The words we use today become our faith. Tomorrow.
Yo, okay, so to raise ourselves up, we gotta break our words down. So I'll take one example I've heard thrown around. The
bitch.
Technical term is for a female canine, but over time, its design is to put
women behind.
The definition has a range. I get called a bitch waiting on the corner for the light to change, and when I fight back, if someone says or does something
obviously whack,
because they wanna muzzle me as if I was ready for attacks. It's all about all they bitches down on all fours, my limbs shake with the shame. Coop up on display, dignity, striptease away. If I ain't sedate, I get nasty hollers.
Keep me collared.
If I ain't sedate, I get nasty hollers.
Keep me collared,
y'all. Can't say it's just men dictating inches of leash.
We internalize, memorize, and then we repeat.
Stain in our teeth when we eject, bitch, planting the C4 self-hatred. And girls be slanging it as if they reclaimed it. What's up, bitch?
What's up with you, bitch?
Barking at the fellow mongrel in the kennel, I guess. I must confess, I see the word when another girl stung me. Infected with hurt, it's so easy to slap a word that carries the disease of passive revenge. And now I cringe when it's passed off as a synonym for other women. We sculpt ceramics with our sisterhood. It's
easy to shatter.
Our words expose our doubt that
women actually matter.
Not just vocab, only gonna perpetuate submission, bitch, out of our mouths.
Ain't gonna change your definition. Ain't gonna change your definition. Why?
Because, you know,
we're living what we say.